This is Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper. John, what is at stake when in our congregations today we ignore that in order to lead within the church, a man's children must be submissive and respectful? Why hold him responsible for what his children do?
Well, while they're little, he is responsible for what they do. I don't think a pastor can be held completely responsible for what his adult children do, because God himself has rebellious children. And nevertheless, right parenting can produce a well-organized, respectful, obedient home while children are smaller. So what you're looking for as a church when you assess a man for the office of elder or pastor is, are there evidences in his children and in his wife, in his marriage, that he's a good, loving, strong, organized, thoughtful manager that knows how to both bless and love and kiss and hug a child and discipline a child so that there's an appropriate reverence and obedience? And you can see that in children. Do they run wild and does he feel helpless around them? Or do they have a sense of respect and obedience, and that when daddy looks and waves his finger, no, no, they stop what they're doing? And you can tell whether he's helpless at home to bring that about or not. And so I do want to be honest and say, with older children, of course, you can't take full responsibility for all the rebellion that might rise up in a child's heart. But when they're little, you certainly can detect whether a man is applying good, fatherly, responsible discipline that keeps his child respectful and obedient and submissive.
And almost on a practical level, it's like saying, we're not going to take you out of that home to lead in the church because you've got some business to take care of there, and we don't want you thinking that just because I'm doing things in the church, everything's okay.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a good point. We don't put a man in the pastorate or on the council of leaders, whatever you call it, not only because he seems unfit to lead a flock if he can't lead his family, but also because he needs to go back to his family and spend more time there probably and get it in order. So if we find a man who looks like he would make a good elder, but there are some difficulties in his family, we say, let's come alongside you and help you make this what it ought to be, and then it might turn around and he would make a very good leader.
And not to go way off track, but very briefly, and that applies in a marriage too. Would that be correct? I mean, if his marriage is in trouble.
Exactly. If his marriage is in trouble, you want to come alongside him and help get that right. Not just say, okay, you can't be a leader, see you later. But rather, oh, we've detected something of pain here and something of disappointment. So let's come alongside you and work with you to make this marriage what it ought to be.
Ask Pastor John is a podcast of Desiring God. If someone passed this along to you, sign up and receive them yourself and explore more questions today at desiringgod.org.